Horror Week. All week, your stories of the unexplained, the supernatural. Clarissa.
I was sitting on the couch watching TV. Our kids were outside. We had windows open. And from upstairs, somebody kept yelling, "Come here." And I'm like, "No, you come down here." So I yelled for one of my sons, and he didn't answer. 2 minutes later, my son came from outside, and I said, "No, you were upstairs playing." He said, "No, I've been outside." Well, I told him to go upstairs to check, and he's like, "No, I'm not going up there." There was nobody upstairs yelling for me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. We didn't go upstairs. We all went outside to play.
Okay, yeah.
All right.
That's probably smart.
And we stopped going upstairs from that day on.
Oh, no. My kids still slept up there. They just slept up there when we walked up there with them to put them to bed.
Wow.
You know what? It'll teach you character. There you go.
Brave.
That's right.
Exactly.
Thank you, Clarissa.
There was no amount of money that you could pay me to go sleep upstairs ever again. Not one more second.
Brooke rolls in on text and says, "Story time, LOL. This past Father's Day, I went to the graveyard to see my dad. It's dark. I'm by myself, sitting in my car, which is completely shut off because it's a push-start vehicle. Of course, I'm crying, and while I'm sitting there, I'm saying, 'I wish I knew you are okay. Send me a sign that you are.' Not even a minute goes by, and my radio starts blaring. I said, 'Okay, love you. Gotta go. Goodbye.'"
Oh my gosh.
"I flew out of that graveyard," needless to say. You guys have a great day.
Wow. All right.
Car is off.
That's a strong message.
Car is off, and the radio comes on.
Yeah. Yep.
That is wild.
Jessica says, "When my mom passed away, I went and visited her at the cemetery one day, and it was super weird because, you know, there's nobody there." Mm-hmm. "And I just kept hearing somebody holler at me, like they kept saying my name."
Oh.
"And then I get home that night."
Mm-hmm.
"I'm going to bed." Mm-hmm. "I kept feeling someone tugging on my hair."
Oof.
"My mom, when I was younger, used to play with my hair to get me to go to sleep."
Oh.
"And I was just absolutely tripped out. It was creepy at first, but then it started to happen consistently when I was overwhelmed with life."
Mm-hmm.
"Kind of just made it easier knowing even though she wasn't here, she was here." If that makes sense.
Mm.
"And you can give my mom a shout out too. She loved listening to you guys. Her name is Melissa."
Oh, Melissa.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like that. Wow. That gives me tingles. That's crazy.
Yeah. I can imagine how like startling and kind of scary that is to begin with, but then when you start to figure it out, how comforting that probably is.
All right, we'll get to one more on 99.70 JX.
"Scariest thing my kid ever did was tell me there was a man in my mom's shower."
Oh.
"When we went to go look, no one was there."
Mm-hmm.
"A few hours later, we were looking through pictures of my brother who passed away."
Mm-hmm.
"Mind you, my daughter never met my brother."
Mm-hmm.
"She saw his picture and screamed, 'That's the man who was in the shower.'"
Oh, okay.
Wow. Okay.
That's weird.
All right. Okay. In the shower?
Hey, you had to get clean.
It's an interesting place to show up, but wow.
Yeah. Okay. The unexplained, the haunted, we're diving into all week here on 99.7 DJX.